Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, February 8th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows candidates and outside special interest groups spent a record $37.4 million in the 2010 governor's race. The seven candidates for governor and two lieutenant governor candidates who survived the September primary spent a little more than $25 million, led by the eventual winner, Republican Scott Walker, and his running mate, Rebecca Clefish, who spent about $11.3 million. Democrat Tom Barrett and his running mate, Tom Nelson, spent a little more than $7 million in the race. Outside special interest groups spent more than $12 million, led by the Republican Governors Association, which spent about $5 million to back Walker, and the Greater Wisconsin Committee, which spent an estimated $4.8 million on behalf of Barrett. With us to talk about the numbers and what they mean is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, to put this $37 million in perspective, where does it jive with the cost of past governor's races in Wisconsin?
Well, it's a record. It's the most that we've ever seen spent in a race for governor. If you look at the previous race in 2006, about $32 million was spent, just a hair over $32 million. That was up from $23.5 million in the race before that, which was almost triple the $8 million that was spent in 1998. So we've seen this campaign arms race, this dramatic increase in spending from $8 million in '98 to $23.5 million in 2002, up to $32 million in 2006, and now up to over $37 million. In the 2010 election. So the spending just continues to escalate and escalate at a dramatic pace.
Let's talk about some of the outside groups and what they did in this race. Why do these outside groups get involved to the tune of millions of dollars? And could you highlight some of the activities and spending by, let's say, the Republican Governors Association, the Greater Wisconsin Committee, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce? I believe those were the three groups highlighted in your report.
You know, the interest groups overall spent about a little over $12 million. Of that, just shy of $7 million was spent in support of Walker. A little bit over $5 million was spent in support of Tom Barrett. These interest groups are largely the exact same interests that are supplying the candidates with all the money that they spend on their own campaigning, but then over and above the massive campaign contributions that they're making to the candidates to bankroll the candidates' campaigns, they then do their own advertising. They sponsor their own ads. And they specialize in attack ads. They really are running smear campaigns. They're aiming to try to tear down the candidate that they don't want elected governor and really support the candidate that they favor by smearing that candidate's opponent. And that's what we're seeing across the board. It's on both sides. Greater Wisconsin Committee spent the most on the left in support of Barrett, but their advertising was almost exclusively aimed at tearing down Scott Walker. On the other side, you had the Republican Governors Association, which was the biggest single interest group spender in the race. And then Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which also pitched in around $1 million in its own activity. And what they were trying to do is tear down Tom Barrett. And you know, the Republican Governors Association really emphasized how electing Tom Barrett would be Jim Doyle's third term, you know, and so it was really focusing on trying to link Tom Barrett and Jim Doyle. It really wasn't aimed at trying to tell people why Scott Barrett or why Scott Walker would be such a good governor. So that's what we're seeing with this interest group spending is really just smear campaigning over and above what they're giving the candidates to bankroll the candidates' campaigns.
Okay. These outside electioneering groups got a big boost last year from numerous court decisions that greatly expanded how much they can spend in state and federal races. Are the ever-increasing costs and nasty tone of the 2010 political race the future of elections? And is there nothing that can be done to shine light on who's behind these intrusive groups?
There's a lot that can be done. In what we saw in 2010 is the future of elections in Wisconsin if nothing's done. If there's no change made to our laws and particularly our disclosure requirements, then what we're going to see is an awful lot of money spent by interest groups, and that money will come largely from unidentified donors, where the people of Wisconsin will be kept in the dark about who's really supplying the money, and it'll be spent by these groups with names like Greater Wisconsin Committee and the Republican Governors Association, and yet we really won't know who's supplying the money. But that doesn't have to be our fate. We could do what Minnesota did after the Supreme Court ruled in the Citizens United case and gave corporations and other interest groups the right to spend unlimited sums of money. Minnesota passed a law that requires all those interests to disclose their donors. And we could approve Minnesota's law here in Wisconsin, and that would make a huge difference. And, of course, we could also do what we've done for state Supreme Court elections in Wisconsin and go to a system of public financing and give candidates some ability to counter the smear campaigns that are done by these interest groups and create a whole new model of the way elections are financed. But at a bare minimum, the people of Wisconsin should be told who's really paying for all this advertising. And that's something that we're being denied right now because our disclosure laws are so weak and are such a wreck that we have millions of dollars being spent by these interest groups and no information on who supplied those interest groups with all the money that they're spending.
Okay. Well, thanks for your insights, Mike. If you're interested in learning more details about the candidate and special interest group spending in the 2010 governor's race, please check out the February 8th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.